प्रतिपुरुषमत्रस्वरूपम् रूपम् तस्या गजवरिपुरीम् माथुरीम् गोस्तवाटिम् राधाकुण्डम् गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासाम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रतिकृपया श्रीगुरुम् तम् नतोऽस्मि। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तुते। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलस्य चित्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणः। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणं।
This morning, the devotees who have received Harinam initiation and Diksha now we will announce that to stand up and to the Gurudev give you your new spiritual name. Kapala Devi Dasi, please stand up.
One of the prominent sakis of Radhika is Vijaya, who can control over Krishna. So I am giving this name Vijaya Devi ki Jaya. Vijaya. Indradyumna Prabhu ki Indranim. Very good devotee. He discovered Jagannath. And he established Jagannath, Balda, Baldev Subha and all. So Indradev Prabhu ki, Indradyumna Prabhu ki.
What's the thought? Please stand up.
A very good name. Sundarananda Prabhu ki. Sundarananda. Who is Sundar? Beautiful. Krishna is most beautiful. And also Ananda Swaru. So Sundarananda Prabhu ki.
Jana.
Jayanti Devi ki jay. Jayanti Devi. One of the most prominent sakhis of Radhika. Jayanti. Jayanti Devi ki
jay. Michael.
Murli Dhar Prabhu ki jay. You know who is Murli Dhar? Oh, always put it. Who is this?
Krishna.
So, Krishna Das, you are now. Murli Dhar Prabhu ki.
Douglas.
Janardhan Karunama. Dhananjaya Prabhu ki. One of the most prominent sakha of Krishna, Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya Prabhu ki. Anyone more? But I read to Kuchu Dauta. To Balish Talish Kuchu Dauta. No, like, try to. or pillow from my room or anywhere. Some? अरे राय राम आनंद संवाद मत्त 8 and you can come to 60 prayer. You know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his journey from South India, Sarvam Pandit, Sarvam Bhatta, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are going to South India. So my friend and the Viceroy or Governor of Rai Ramananda, Satna Prataparudra Maharaj King, is Rai Ramananda there. His lips like Visayi. You see, you know? And he's like controlling all kingdom and everything. But internally, he's high class of the world. When I received your mercy, then I knew that, oh, he's how high class of the world. Before, I used to criticize him. But now I know that you can meet him. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there in the bank of Godavari. At that time, he was like a Bal Sannyasi.
Very young, not young.
Boy Sannyasi. Like coming sun in the morning. Very beautiful. Matching the color and his golden beauty. And he was sitting on the bank of Godavari. And he was chanting like his Sandhya. He was chanting his mantra of Sandhya. We neglect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being himself, Supreme Personality of God. He never neglected. Three times taking bath, and after that he used to remember this. Yashoda neglected. So at that time, that Rai Ramananda, like a king, so many drums were beaten. And so many consul songs was going on. And Ved mantra of so many high class of pandits, learned pandits were there, and they were reciting mantra. And he took bath, and then he saw that, oh, very beautiful. Very teeny is it. Like sun, a sitting sannyasi. He was charmed. And he told that, oh, you should just wait for me, I'm coming. And he gave up his all royal dresses. And he came to Mahaprabhu and did pranam. Mahaprabhu was looking, who is he? And he was each other looking. Mahaprabhu told that, oh, are you Rai Ramananda? Sarvam Bhattacharya was so happy to me. He is merciful to me that he told to meet you. Perhaps are you? He told that I am your dasa, dasa, anu dasa, dasa.
And servant of
the servant. Like he did not told that, oh, I am Raya Ramana. Very humbly. So we should be very humble to any devotee. We should try to follow all this. How we should meet with a devotee, especially high class of devotees, should be humble. Then Mahaprabhu told that I have come to meet you. Sadhvam Bhattacharya told, and then he, Raya Ramanand told, if you have come mercifully, then you should be here for some days. I want to hear something from you. Then they decided that in evening, in night, he will come alone in a disguise, grihastha vesh, very simple. And they will talk. They will discuss. Mahaprabhu was eagerly waiting, though he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, eagerly waiting for his devotee, when he will meet. When Raya Ramanand came, oh, the door was closed. Both began to discuss. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him that, I want to know, what is sadhya and sadhana? All conditions. And I want to know the proof from, evidence from Shastra, spiritual, especially from Srimad Bhagavatam. What is sadhya and sadhana?
The goal and the process to attain that.
प्रभु कहे पड़ोस लोक साध्य निर्णय राय कहे स्वधर्म आचरण विष्णु What are you doing? What you are doing?
Down
or to keep roll down and keep it aside. Give it.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Rai to recite a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda replied that if one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, he awakens his original Krishna consciousness.
He told, he asked, what is the aim and object, goal of our life? And in what process we can? But Raya Ramanand, from beginning he began to tell. He never jumped at once at the top. Because he wanted to give to the devotees according to their level, qualification. So in this dialogue, there are so many varieties of questions and so many varieties of answers for so many different classes of devotees. All the devotees are in not same rank. So this is like this. So he is telling that. Varnasam dharma acharne Vishnu bhakti.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of varna and ashrama. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four varnas and ashramas.
So, why he told? Mahaprabhu told, Yo bhajyage kaha aar. Oh, Mahaprabhu told, at once, external. I want to hear some more. Why he told? Here, only Vishnu has been told, but who is Vishnu? So he is everywhere. Everywhere he is Vishnu. Especially, the manifestation of Krishna in each heart, and his evidence,
witness
of all what you are doing, everywhere, in each heart. And also, his evidence, what you are doing. And by that, he will give you punishment or reward. He is called Paramatma or Vishnu. So we should do it like in Varnashram Dharma. What is Varnashram Dharma? Varnashram Dharma. Varnayang Ashram. Four Varna. What? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. And Kya Ashram?
Brahmacharya, Dhanastha, Vanastha, Sunna.
It was before. Now it is collapsed. Not totally, but about 99%. And instead of this, bhakti came. So at that time, anyone being in Garhastha Ashram, obeying their father, mother and serving, very good love and affection with wife and children, and worshipping Vishnu. Anyone can have Vishnu Bhakti. Here Vishnu Bhakti is gold. And Varnashram Dharma is like process. Very easily anyone can be. He can do. He can do bhakti. This is like a bhakti. But this is not bhakti. What is this? This is some chaya, semblance of bhakti. So many grihastha having so much love and affection from their children and making money, maintaining their life, of serving their father, mothers, and also so many persons, needy persons. So this too can be had by this. But really this is not good. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it may be the religion of any body, this body, but not for soul. Soul has no father, mother in this world. He has no wife and anything. So this is external. Oh, you cannot have high class of Vishnu. By this you can have some liberation only. Nothing anymore. And you can be happy in this world for some time. Then, he told a shloka of Gita. Yat karosi, yadashnasi, yajyuhosi, yadashi, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurusamadarapana. Yes, sir.
Ramananda Rai continued, O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering to me.
Whether it is good or bad, it is favorable for bhakti or not. So for beginning, it is very helpful. So in Gita, Krishna has instructed Arjuna, Jat karosi, jadashnasi, jajyuhosi, jadastha, jat tapasyas kanteya, tat kurusva madarpanam. What is the meaning of madarpanam?
Make as an offering to me.
What is the meaning of offering? What is the meaning of offering?
Something that you have, you are giving.
This is my thing, I am giving you. Please accept. So here Mahaprabhu is asking and he is telling. He is telling that, oh, what you do, what you snasi, what you eat, juhosi,
offering,
dadasi,
you donating,
yat tapasyasi, oh, you should offer to me that I have given. Mahaprabhu told at once, your bhajya rejected. Why he rejected? Can you tell? Why he rejected? This is very high class of teaching in Gita. You can see the explanation of Gita as it is. Why? Can you tell? More loudly, louder.
So I coming here, to hear from you.
But I want
from you.
That what you have, you are very learned person, I know. And you know so much. No, you are not fallen. I know very good singer and very high class of devotee. Why Mahaprabhu rejected? Can you tell?
Because the devotee is thinking, this is my property and I'm giving it to you, instead of thinking it's your property.
Is there anything that it is your property? Is this body is your property? Without any summon, without notice, death will come and take it. And then, so many eagles will quarrel for your this body. And sometimes so many dogs will come and they will quarrel for that, this body is mine. This body.
My property, my property.
And they quarrel. Sometimes jackals and dogs will quarrel for that. And sometimes fire will tell, oh, this property is mine. I should take it. And it means it. Sometimes Napoleon Bonaparte, he wants to be
emperor.
Controller of emperor of whole world. And when he was in prison, then his body was of whom? The Mitra Rashtra.
Allied nation.
They told that, oh, this is now in our country. And they drowned it in. So this body is whose property? Oh, everything is of Krishna. Your garden is not yours. Your wife is not your wife. Even your body is not of yours. So he is telling that, oh, this is extra. There is nothing that we possess and we can offer to Krishna. It is only a false ego. But for beginning, it is very helpful. For beginners, those who don't know anything, they don't know ABCD of this devotion. For them it is. Oh, whatever they, oh, please offer and then take. But if they know that everything, then I'm serving. All property, everything is of Krishna, and by his property, I'm. So it is external. Then what? Raya Ramananda told. Then Mahaprabhu told, it is bahiya. Aage kaha. Raya kahe swadharma tyag ehi sarvasad dasar.
To give up one's occupational duties in the Varnashram is the essence of perfection.
You should explain more. Of Gita. No? It can be told that this is the essence of all Gita. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once told, without any moment delaying, Yo Bhajyage Kahar. This is external. Go on. Why he rejected? Can you tell something about this? Why he rejected? How class of Sarvadharman Pattejya. Here Sarvadharman means? Kya? Sarvadharman means?
Oh.
Where is there? That boy?
He is outside.
He must be outside always.
Backside.
He will be outside or backside. His nature.
All kinds of religion pertaining to one, pertaining to body, for example, duties for family, duties for nation.
Not only this, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, all these are not dharma actually. Not swadharma, not dharma of soul, but we think that all are dharma. So all these things, Hinduism, Christianity, Buddhism, Jainism, Communism, Impersonalism, Mayaism, all are of related to this body or mind. And they are material. So quickly, there is no religion, nothing in this. Dharma dharman pat. And then mam ekam sarnam braja. What? Mam ekam sarnam braja?
You should surrender only to me.
One is surrender. This is high class of thing in Gita. And this is called that in Gita, like Gita is like a golden plate. And this is slok is like a diamond in golden plate. Very high class. Parchaitanya Mahaprabhu at once rejected. Oh, you buy you. It is external. Why? Can you tell? Why? Bolo. Kya sunta hai?
No.
Oh, can you?
Because he's saying to give up the negative injunction. Included
there
is not the positive injunction to serve.
What he told?
He is saying that it is said that we should give up and we should surrender, but what is surrender? In surrender, there is no active engagement. It is only to say, I should surrender. Then what? What shall we do next?
So nothing is there. So for soul, nothing is here. Only to give up worldly things. Can you more explain?
Also, it's a business relationship with Krishna that if I surrender to you, then you'll relieve me of all my sinful reactions.
Yes.
So the devotee wants liberation. So it's business.
He only wants, he is fearing. But he doesn't want to serve Krishna in any mood. If he is not serving that, everything is like zero. Even not platform for bhakti is here. So it is door of bhakti. Saranagati is door of